love? Is it destiny? Something that conquers all or something that requires work and compromise? Chances are your answer may be related to what kinds of TV shows and movies you like to watch. That's according to a new study. A group of University of Michigan researchers recently published a paper that examines the connection between romantic media and real-life perceptions of love and romance. Joining us now to talk about the study is its lead author, Julia Lippman. Julia is a postdoctoral research fellow at the University of Michigan's Department of Psychology. Welcome, Julia.
Thank you for having me.
So give us the framework of your study here. What did you do exactly?
Sure. Well, the short version of what we were interested in investigating was links between people's exposure to romantic media genres and their endorsement of different types of idealistic romantic beliefs. And by romantic beliefs, I mean things like the idea that everyone has one true love, or the belief that love can overcome all obstacles, no matter how big. And what we found was that there was a link between romantic media exposure and romantic beliefs, and that the types of romantic beliefs that people endorsed were consistent with the types of messages that are promoted by these genres.
Did you have a particular hypothesis going into this thing? Were you inclined to think that there was a determining factor there?
Yeah, so I mean, we did suspect, based on previous research, that there would be a link between the sorts of media that people were watching and the types of beliefs they would hold. One of the things that we did that was a bit different, though, than some of the previous research was to break out different types of romantic media. So not just looking at all romantic media exposures together, but breaking out, okay, what happens when you watch romantic-themed movies? What happens when you watch sitcoms? What happens when you watch these sort of marriage-themed reality shows like The Bachelor? And so we did expect most of what we found to come out the way it did, but that was the new angle we were taking with this study.
Who did you target to participate in the study?
So this was a sample of undergraduate students, which is a great time to study this sort of thing because these are people who are at an age when they're really forming ideas about relationships because they typically have fairly limited experience themselves. So they're still more likely to be affected by the types of messages that they're exposed to in the media.
Mm-hmm. Were there any talk about the differences between how the females and the males responded, or did you look at that in your study?
We did look at that, and we did control for in our analyses, but there weren't really huge differences. The one main difference we did see. Yeah, in terms of the relationship, there wasn't. I mean, what we did see was that women tended to consume more of these media genres and that men actually, somewhat counterintuitively, although this is consistent with previous research, men actually endorse higher levels of these sort of idealistic romantic beliefs. But when you look at them all together and you control for the effects that their sex might have on the relationship, it comes out pretty much the same.
So clarify for us, I mean, you looked at this, the media came first and the attitude second. I mean, it must have crossed your mind that in some cases the attitude comes first and that people select their media based on the attitude they already had. Did you give that any thought?
Absolutely, and that's a great point. So, I mean, I think it's going to be helpful to think of the research process as a puzzle. And so you start with an idea. So in this case, we had the idea that maybe romantic media is causing romantic beliefs. And that's the full puzzle. So then what you're doing in research is trying to add pieces to the puzzle one at a time that are consistent with that idea. Like, for example, do they correlate? Does the media content that they're interested in contain messages that one might expect would lead to these beliefs? Is there some theory that could explain why that causal path might be in place? Hmm. Can you rule out alternative hypotheses? And so what we did in the study was add a piece of the puzzle, but we didn't solve the puzzle. And so certainly, you know, another possibility is that there is that the relationship works the other way, or that it works both ways, that people's media, that their romantic beliefs are shaped by the media they watch, but also that what media they watch is shaped by their romantic beliefs.
Julia Lippman is our guest here on Current State. Julia is a postdoctoral research fellow at the University of Michigan's Department of Psychology, and she recently headed a study that examined the connection between romantic media and real-life perceptions of love and romance. What kind of TV shows and movies did you use in the study?
So the list of shows that participants were given were shows that were popular at the time. So sitcoms, they were things like How I Met Your Mother or The Big Bang Theory. For the reality shows, it was things like The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, because we really wanted to focus on these sort of these marriage-themed shows in particular. So that was a smaller universe. But they were all shows that were, you know, sort of the top-rated shows at the time that the survey was administered.
What surprised you in your findings?
I would say that one thing that surprised me was the extent to which it came out the way you would sort of expect it to. It was actually a pretty clean story. So if you think, for example, about what do we see in romantic theme movies? Well, we see that, you know, there's some sort of obstacle and then ultimately the couple gets together and their love sort of powers them through. And so in theory, that sort of exposure to that sort of message should lead you to more strongly endorse this idea of that love will always find a way. And it did. Or it was correlated with that, I should say. And similarly, marriage and reality shows, what's big there? Well, people fall in love almost immediately and they see these partners as almost perfect. And again, that was correlating with these sorts of beliefs here. So I would say the fact that it actually sort of came out pretty much as you would expect, exactly, based on sort of messages, was actually surprising, because you don't get that often in research.
I've always been intrigued by this notion of the audience involvement in the performing arts in general. I mean, don't they typically involve some degree of projection here? You've got the audience projecting themselves into what they're viewing. What was that dynamic relevant to your study?
That definitely is relevant to how people are affected by media generally. It's not something we examined in this study, but one related construct we did look at in this study was the idea of perceived realism. So this is the idea that you believe that TV generally portrays the world the way it really is. And that has been shown to be in previous research and was in this study a pretty powerful predictor of the sorts of beliefs that people held. So people who saw TV as more romantic also endorse higher levels of these sorts of romantic beliefs.
This whole idea of projection has always intrigued me, though. I would imagine that varies a lot from genre to genre, though. It would seem you're less apt to project yourself into some crazy sci-fi scenario than into a contemporary romantic comedy.
You'd be surprised the sorts of shows people find something to latch on to. But, you know, certainly, I mean, I think the romantic theme movies they more explicitly are trying to elicit that sort of response. Certainly people also report being really engaged with and sort of projected into, you know, these more fantasy worlds that aren't necessarily all that realistic. Power of media.
Out of the variety of genres here that you had to choose from, what drew you to this study of romance exactly?
So my research more broadly does look at how media shapes our beliefs and expectations around relationships and sexuality. So this is a topic that's of interest to me and also the colleagues I collaborated with on this paper. And I think it's an important issue because it's so central to our lives. For most of us, relationships are a really important part of what's important to us. And research shows that they're really a key contributor to our well-being. So it seems like a really important issue to learn more about.
It seems like a fun thing to study. If you can kind of combine the notion of serious research and something that is just really fun, it seems like this might have that capacity. Was it that way?
I have days where I'm hitting my head against the wall a little bit, but in general, yes, I feel very lucky to be doing what I'm doing.
What's next with this research?
I think, you know, one thing, as you alluded to earlier, is that we really don't know what sort of causal path is in place here, right? So it could be, as you said earlier, that people's romantic beliefs are what is drawing them to these media texts in the first place. And so a great way to sort of get at some of that would be to do a study with longitudinal design, where we could examine the sorts of changes that are occurring over time. So is your media exposure at time two predicting the sorts of romantic beliefs you hold at time two, or are the romantic beliefs you hold at time one predicting the sort of media you consume at time two, or both? So that's where I would like to take this next.
Julia Lippman has been our guest from the University of Michigan Department of Psychology. She recently wrapped up a study that looked at the connection between romantic media and real-life perceptions of love and romance. Julia, thank you and good luck.
Thank you.